And welcome to season 9, episode 37 of Swimming with the Fish. How is everybody tonight? I am Crutch, a little stir crazy. Didn't go to work today. Had some things to do in the house. We'll talk about them later. First and foremost, guys, I need to talk to some people. How are you guys doing tonight? Chief, how are you?
I got the allergies.
The allergies? Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that up here, too. Like, everybody is blowing their nose into everything.
Yeah, so I am, I may be blowing my nose or sniffing, and I have the itchy eye. So that's what's happening down here.
Goon, you okay?
You know, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
You know, I was
a long week already.
Yeah. I was up late last night because Goonchild was coming home from her birthday trip to go see her friend in Charlotte.
Oh, wow. And she was driving, wasn't she? No, she's flying.
No, she's flying, but it was late. Wait, it was already a late flight, and good old American Airlines screwed that up even worse.
Wait, if you could only see my shocked face.
I know. And by the way, today is Goonchild's 27th birthday. Happy birthday, honey.
Wow. She's catching up to that big 3-0.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
And she's your daughter. That makes you ancient.
You know, how about I show you how ancient I am? I come over there and give you a good pop in the forehead.
Well, then if you really want to hurt your hand, go for it. Because that'd be like the one place you're not going to do any damage. There's nothing there. Cappadocia, thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, with the way my right shoulder feels, it probably couldn't do a good swing anyway.
You feeling a little under the weather, or was this self-inflicted damage?
This was self-inflicted about 2 months ago, and last week I went and did. You guys know what cupping is?
I do.
It is a technique where they put warmed rings on you, and when it cools, it pulls on the skin and supposedly makes you feel better.
It brings the blood to the injured area. Yeah,
it also makes it look like somebody beat you with a tennis ball.
It's pretty impressive, the bruising that you get. Yeah, which I have now. It looks like that big squid from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea got me.
Those are the world's largest measles I've ever seen.
Sensei Lieutenant Nico and I, we're gonna prank one of our fellow students.
Oh, nice!
And I was gonna just maneuver myself so I could take a hit in that area while he was there, and then pretend that it hurt, because it doesn't hurt now. But boy, it looks like it should hurt.
Right.
And then pull my shirt down off the shoulder and go, oh my God. And he was going to go, look what you did.
Aww.
Yeah, we decided it was funny, but wrong.
Yeah. I used to donate plasma twice a week at a place called Ceratec Biologicals. And it involves taking out a pint of blood. They centrifuge it. They give you back the red cells and the platelets. And then they do it a second time to get a full bag of white cells. And one time, I don't know if the person was new, nervous, having a bad day. They totally missed the mark. And the needle because the needle stays in your arm during the whole process, like 2 hours long, the needle's in your arm. And somehow the needle dislodged from the vein. And I looked down, and basically you're giving yourself a blood tattoo. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
And like from mid bicep to mid forearm, I am just one large purple mass. It doesn't hurt. It's just blood under the skin. But it looks like somebody beat my arm with a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, you know, it's no, it doesn't hurt. And people look at me like, what happened to you? I said, it's not what you think. Yeah. I found out, however, that they don't have, that place isn't open anymore in College Park. But there is a place that they're paying $500 a month now. For that.
For plasma?
Yeah. I'm like, that's a side gig.
Is that for the pure bloods or the vaccinated?
Oh, good question. I might not be eligible. Good point. I have to check.
Yeah, we're no longer purebloods, are we? Are we, Crutch?
No, I'm tainted. Tainted blood. Whoa.
I'm tainted. Blood. I'm tainted too, but only a little.
I only had two shots.
As did I. I had one course when they. I had one of the ones that you needed the twofer.
Oh, so I had the one and done, and then I had one boost. So I've only grown an extra ear, not much more. Yeah.
Yeah. And every time my doctor says, "So you're keeping up on all your vaccines?" I go, "Yep." We have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
That's right.
Well, I remember back when they could ask, and I was very litigious in the way that I was answering.
Really, were you? I can't imagine you being extra wordy when it comes to those things.
Shocked, nature. Shocked, deeply shocked.
Actually shocked, totally.
Yep. The management kept coming saying, "You're not proudly displaying your thing saying you're vaccinated." I said, "Well, I can assure you that I have had all of my mandatory vaccines." I said, "Well, what about this one?" I said, "Well, that's not mandatory." And they said, "Oh, it is now." I was like, "Well, we'll see." and then of course the person put out a statement saying that it was 100% mandatory, and then I wrote myself a letter being a minister and all saying no it's not. And then before
did you accept yourself over religious grounds?
I did.
You are,
that's awesome, man.
And thanks for thinking of us.
We could have had you exempt us.
I did tell you, because the fake Ukrainian...
You could probably tell us the date and time.
The fake Ukrainians who we used to work with specifically asked me for it. And that is when I started making them, and I told you guys, and we had this long conversation, and it was even...
I could have gotten a jab indulgence.
Because he had stated that the military had given him all these other things, so one more wasn't going to matter.
Well, that's true.
I was speaking to you, and you had stated because of the missing body parts, you were just going to risk it. And Goon, you just didn't care.
I think I'd already had it by then, actually.
The extra ear hasn't really hurt. I mean, it's not helping me hear, so, I mean.
Yeah, so...
What if that caused my charisma to boost?
I don't think that's possible. You know,
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out to what? Where would it go?
Oh, you should have been with me today. I found a way to boost your charisma.
Really? What did you do today?
So you have, a friend of mine's mom passed a week ago, and I found out over the weekend. And that her funeral was going to be today at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So my plan was go into work early.
Get depressed.
Work a couple, 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Drive to the funeral service and reception. I know it's not called a reception, but the food afterwards. 10 to noon and about 12:30 leave, go back to work and work another couple hours, thus trying to work 6 hours and make up the rest through the end of the pay period, which I accomplished. But in order to do that, you know, you have to dress nice because
it's a funeral.
Right. So I wore, let me see, white shirt, conservative tie, blue blazer. My tie is blue with the state seal of Vermont on it because I got it from my father-in-law.
My tie has a Mai Tai on it.
That doesn't sound conservative.
Well, it was when Vermont was different than they are now.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, it's a blue tie with a state seal on it. It's not, you know, half naked ladies in martini glasses or stuff like that. conservative in that way, maybe not conservative ideologically. But at any rate, that's what I was wearing. And at 6 o'clock, when I walked through the gates, I was not even considered for extra security. In fact, the guard who hardly ever speaks to me, I got a cheery, "Good morning, sir. How you doing?" I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 4 or 5 people while walking into my office talking to me.
Could they see the color around your face? Because
it was
they may have thought it went from green to blue and that you were now in charge.
I did hide the badge color. Didn't want to ruin the effect. But they definitely thought, what with the gray hair and the tie and the white shirt, that I was a senior.
And Joel, in some ways you are.
Good, like, point. For the discounted Denny's.
Yeah, there you go. A discounted Denny's. That's worth, yeah, never mind.
It means you could eat less of their food. That's a good thing.
So yes, I was dealing with that with the extra charisma blast all day. And of course you get the people at work going, "What are you doing? Going to a funeral? Going to an interview?" "Oh, it's a funeral." And then they feel bad.
And then you laugh.
I do. I know. Funny.
It's not the normal laugh. It's a, you know.
Yeah. Very, a lot of echo, a lot of reverb in that.
Oh, man.
So yeah,
would you be able to state that it was interview for the afterlife?
Oh. Oh, okay. I'll do that. If there is a next time, I will definitely do that.
I mean, you are
for the afterlife,
so you know more people will be dropping that.
Yeah, I want God to see me and know that I'm a good guy.
He should already know that, right?
You would think, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what we do, someone has already done it for us.
Right. It's saved by grace.
Yes, indeed.
Our pastor told a story this past week about, he said when he was younger, he goes, his wife always wants him to do full disclosure when people come to their house, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, or as he said, the nice young men dressed in sober black suits with little name tags. Brother Eli, Brother Elijah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do that, but he asks questions. "Well, yes, you know, I'm already a Christian. I'm saved by grace." "Well, we believe in grace too." He goes, "Great. Could you tell me what you think grace is?"
And she's the lady who handed out the pamphlets to us.
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
She's the one that comes back from Kinko's with all the pamphlets. Sorry.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the difference between religion and what God really wants you to do. Discipleship and religion.
That kind of talk gets people killed nowadays. You need to be careful.
I'm trying to be careful. That's why we don't use our real names here.
You don't even
say right, Chauncey. I mean, I'm sorry.
And thanks. Thanks a lot, Beatrix.
Beatrix, get it right.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Or you can call me Ms. Potter.
Remember crazy people out there and saying people, the goon fights crime. I shoot back.
But
keep it in mind.
See, the Civil War has already started.
Look, I'm just telling you how it's going to work.
So, you know,
okay.
As I was feeding the chickens today.
Oh, how are the chickens?
Well, a revelation came.
Ooh.
It was weird. So there's a movie that I'm sure people are familiar with that has a smiling man on it called The Purge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And I fear that is coming to us at an outrageous speed. Because things that I saw over the weekend, mm-hmm. and which, you know, people couldn't even keep it together during a tribute to someone's life. And then on the Congress floor,
mm-hmm.
you know, going after someone who never did anything to them except, you know, try to get them to see a different way. The congresswoman who said, how can there ever be any reconciliation between us when they think like that? Makes me think that there's no easy solution.
No.
And some people only understand violence.
No. No, as soon as you, so, and here's the funny thing is, you know, how do I best put this? Somebody else said it much better than I'm going to paraphrase. I don't think the violence is being perpetrated on us because of what's being said about us. But I think what's being said about us makes it easier to perpetrate the violence on us. They just now have an excuse. They've always wanted to do it, but now if you demonize your opponent, if you dehumanize your opponent, if you say there's nothing redeemable about that other person on the other side, they're not even really people, then it makes it a lot easier for people to go video game crazy on them. So, you know, how about talking? Talking's good.
Hey, you see, we're talking got certain people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just keep thinking to myself, you know, of all of the good cop, bad cop strategies, of all of the good souls, bad souls strategies, you guys killed the really, really good cop. You know, there's a lot more people out there who are going to be a lot less, you know, let's have a conversation. And I fear for where we're headed.
It's Tango and Cash time. And
bad cop.
No, but it's close.
Yeah.
Do you remember at least who was in the movie?
I do. It was the guy who played Star-Lord's dad, and it was Rocky.
Yes. So Ray Tango said, "You fell for the oldest trick in the book, which was bad cop, worse cop."
Right.
And one just wanted to kill him. The other one wanted to torture him. And he opted for neither.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because that's all that's left now. When you took that away, you left the world with Alex Jones, which was a mistake to begin with. But now it is unleashed. Because he kept saying, hey, they're going to do this, and now they did it.
Right.
So what happens?
The last thing you want is Alex Jones going, see, I was right.
Well, I mean, that's not fair, because that man has been awkwardly correct on things that he shouldn't have been.
Right.
For too long.
I mean, he says it, you go, yeah, it's a good way to put it. It really is. I mean, he says something and you go, oh God, no. And you're like, oh wow.
Even a broken clock.
Yes, but see, that's these are people's lives. The broken clock isn't going to hurt anyone. The things that come out of his mouth means someone or something is not coming home tonight. And it is amazing how many times that has happened. And there's actually an internet list now keeping track of all these things, because that's how wild it's becoming. So once again, you know, we do not need new founding fathers, which is one of the premises of the Purge. So let's see if we can get this constitutional republic back on track. So how do we do that, guys? What is step one?
Fire everybody. Start from fresh.
Okay, how does that work?
If you've been in your job longer than two cycles, you can't run for re-election.
Okay. So
You're an advocate of term limits, is that correct?
Absolutely, positively. I think it works lovely in Virginia. They don't even run for re-election.
No, for the governor's race, it's a one and done, right?
Yes, sir.
One six-year term.
Is it six?
I think so. I think they lengthened the term.
So that you wouldn't have to run. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Totally okay with that. Works for me.
So,
in fact, I would even go so far as to say, I'm willing to give you 12 total years. You can use them any way you want. 2 sixes, 6 twos. You can do 3 fours if you can convince the population to elect you 3 times as president. You can do one of each, which actually also adds up to 12. And then you get out completely. You're not a consultant. You're not a secretary of something. You're not an ambassador somewhere. You go get a real job. 12 years of your life in quote unquote public service is enough.
Okay. So I know because I was there that the goon has met representatives and we saw how pointless that was. So how do we
term limits is pointless?
No.
Talking to representatives is pointless. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And their overly large recycling Nazis. Though there is some fun in that, I must admit.
Oh my gosh.
Making enough noise in the parking lot so that the people inside could hear what was going on. Yep.
And is still proud of it.
Never, you know, that is a day that will never be forgotten.
Yeah. I turn into Jerry Lewis. I've all but yelling really loud, "Hey, lady, I'm throwing this plastic away now."
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Recycle your trash, she said. It'll be fun, she said.
Was it fun?
No.
Yeah, it was fun throwing it away. Yeah.
No, okay.
I was only hoping, Chief, that she would become so incensed that she would try to get her entire lard butt into that dumpster to get it back. I would not have stopped that. I'd have filmed it, but I would not have stopped it.
You know, she'd have gone over the edge. She'd have been there until they got a crane.
The two armed police officers is the only thing that I was watching during your interaction.
You're waiting for somebody to tase the goon?
That's not the hand or the object they had the hand of.
Wow.
The goon is big. They were not. I'm pretty sure they saw that as a losing you know, proposition.
With the taser, he turns around, grabs the wires, and yanks them to him.
The grinder stab me with the little pointy sticks.
Ow, that hurts and makes me very angry indeed.
And then you bop them on the top of the head.
Or clank their two heads together, clanging, and watch them fall. And then look over and look at the large whale of a woman.
Lady Orca.
And say, now, what were we discussing? Oh, yes. You wouldn't have minded my not recycling this if it was a medium Coke and fries, would you? You know, yeah, I'm sorry, a large Coke and fries, would you? You know what large is.
No, don't kid yourself. She would have drank the Diet Coke because, yeah, you know, she's watching her figure.
Yeah, me too.
You so know, with it all and it's revolving around it.
I was hoping that you wouldn't make the earth tilt change.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Sorry. Yeah. But they're a Montgomery County cop, so they're not allowed to have bullets. I wasn't too worried.
You know, you have a point there.
Yeah. But you were in PG County where you'd have shot you.
Exactly.
Well, so that brings me to another question.
Oh, question time. A question from the audience.
Did you hear about there was one in, I think, Michigan, and then there was another one in Pennsylvania where a person, and I don't even know how they knew this person was not with them, denied entry to a public meeting because he did not believe the same things that they believed. And he was filming it. And so they linked arms and prevented him from going. And the officer right next to him has his hand on his weapon saying, "You can't do that." And they said, "Try to stop me and find out."
Wow.
And they denied him entry. So
I bet I can get him to break their little human chain.
Yeah. So, and they kept saying, "Don't touch me." And they kept saying, "You can't do that." But they were getting in his way and preventing him from going. And I see, this is,
I'm not planning on touching you.
This
I'm where, planning on striking a bro
for freedom and democracy. Gotta say that.
Just a little pinch to the clavicle right here. And down like a deflated beach ball you go.
I see myself tripping on something on the floor and reaching out forward with my hands in a fist position that may or may not strike someone's genitals as I go down. It's just going to be an accident, though. It's
tragic. That's tragic. You clumsy, clumsy person.
I'm a clumsy oaf is what I am. But at least I'll still be able to sing baritone.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so, so sorry. Listen.
Would you please stop screaming? The dogs are upset.
When you recover, I'll be inside. Thanks. Then and the two guys on the side get back fist, either side.
Well, Bruce Lee. Back up, I'll probably grab onto them just, you know, to stabilize. And
Bruce Lee style.
Yeah, you know.
Bruce Lee style. Bump.
I'm so sorry.
So I wonder.
Can we make my new avatar do that?
That seems racist, but, you know.
More than it seems, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, you know. I might know something about that.
I wonder what would happen. See, because I don't know if we want to share the updated matrix. Because that
the updated matrix.
This is when someone shared that with me, I was like, the Wachowskis just didn't know what they were doing because they were predicting the future in more ways than one. Mm. Especially because since they went from the Wachowski brothers to the Wachowskis.
Yeah. Well, that was, yeah, awkward.
Yep. But still, it's... Going through the myriad of people and now seeing the updated language of what people are fighting for.
Right.
What do you do? What do you do when you encounter that kind of nonsense?
We're supposed to profess nonviolence.
Yes. See, and this is always where I have my issues. Which is why I just had to remove myself from the equation, because I know that violence begets more violence. My other problem is that I know certain people only respond to violence.
Yeah.
And while something happening to me, I can brush it off. But if I were to see a family member have that happen, I shudder to think.
Yeah, yeah, all bets are off.
Because that would be what?
That would be bad indeed, is what it would be.
Yes.
Because we are told to turn the other cheek, but we are also told to protect our loved ones.
Lord didn't say what to do when you run out of cheeks.
Well, if someone is being accosted, then that, you know, measures must be taken.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And from what we saw that's going on in Dallas right now, Dallas is turning around. The Dallas mayor has said that he doesn't recognize what the D stands for in his party anymore, so he just changed it to an R. They said, I can't be associated with that.
Wow.
And that was a while ago. And so things have started changing, and people got upset, and they went to Austin where it's weird. Mm-hmm. But now I am helping someone run for the mayor in one of the
suburbs,
neighboring cities in Austin. So yes, it is. I can't wait, because if he gets in there, he is running under the D moniker.
Mm.
But my goodness, it's going to be.
He's a classic D, though.
No, he's an R.
He's an R. Okay.
We are upset. No one will vote for him if he has that letter next to his name. So he's going to be.
Does he need to be our first guest?
No.
Okay.
He does not, because if that were to happen, we cannot control what comes out of his mouth.
That's why this show is done live, Chief.
Right. Yeah.
But unless you just want silence or lots of clown noises for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, that.
So he's gonna fit in well running as a Democrat. Okay.
Yeah, he's non-white. He looks ethnically ambiguous. And
I like that. Pretty sure he's human, but he's ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, he's been going around town, looking at what's going on, making sure. I signed him up for the city hall meetings. Mm-hmm. He's going to be going to those. He's an avid jiu-jitsu practitioner, so he's standing. He used to work security when he lived in Baltimore for about 5 days until someone tried to stab him.
Yikes.
If he did not have body armor on, which is why I keep telling him, you don't have body armor over here. And he said, yeah, I'm also not dealing with heroin fiends. So that's what it's meant.
There is that.
Right.
Yeah. But this is what we're doing, because enough was enough. And there's not even a school board over where I am. There's nothing for me to run for, except for sheriff.
Oh, come on. That would be outstanding, with spurs and everything.
I am not going to do that.
Aw.
I don't think.
Do you get a horse?
No. There are plenty of horses here. But I don't think it's required.
It should be a perk.
Still be cool, though.
It would be so cool.
You get
cool.
A black SUV, though. And it says sheriff on it.
Okay.
Nice.
That's nice.
And you get to eat at IHOP for free.
That's why you're not getting the job, because you don't want to put them out of business.
Yeah, it would be sad.
The new sheriff done put the IHOP back.
And a bizarre note in Texas today.
Oh, Ben. Sheriff chief. That's, yeah, it's a dichotomy for sure.
Maybe if the purge does happen, then, because then I'll have to have a horse, because right. There won't be any more oil, and I haven't converted my car over yet. Although, have you seen the 2026 vehicles?
What?
No.
Tell me
they run on wood. Tell me.
They do not run on wood, unfortunately. Some run on distilled water. Some
what?
Run on, yes.
I'm sorry, what are you burning when you're burning distilled water?
You're not burning anything. There is an electrolysis process where the distilled water is converted and they take the hydrogen and they burn that.
Got it, okay.
Out of the exhaust comes oxygen.
Huh.
So, okay. It can blow up. It can't go on fire. I mean, it's beats of ingenuity.
Yeah. Which is kind of a problem with the current EVs.
Yes.
Yeah, they just blow up sitting in your driveway.
Well, these extreme temperatures are a problem.
Well, yeah, they don't sell really well in Upper Minnesota.
Well, so these are the things that I'm waiting for. I do not know how the water works out in Minnesota, Canada, Alaska, and those places either. I still think biodiesel is the best way to go there.
Like cooking it.
Yeah, I mean, look, does it burn? Yes, it works. That's what you need.
Your exhaust smells like French fries.
It's wins for everybody.
That's right.
Exactly.
Driving down the road and suddenly I've got a hankering for Taco Bell.
Well, after the restaurant wars, all restaurants will be Taco Bell.
Exactly.
I don't know anyone who ever has had a hankering for Taco Bell.
If you haven't had it in a long time, you say it's like childbirth. You forget the pain and you go,
no.
Oh, really? I want to try that again.
No, you don't. You don't ever forget that. I have not bore a child, but I do remember the pain of Taco Bell.
Oh. Yo quiero Taco Bell. That's a great title for this episode. Taco Bell and childbirth.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I miss the Chihuahua.
The what?
The dog.
Chihuahua? The Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Yeah. That's how it's spelled.
Crutch. Chihuahua.
No, that's the place where it has really good chicken.
Right. And the place that has really good chicken. Chihuahua.
The Chihuahua. Yeah, that is the really good chicken.
You're right. You're right, Chief. I shouldn't even try. So I hope you guys all had a good week because we had a little bit of an extended Patch Wednesday last week.
How long does your Patch Wednesday extend to?
Thursday and Friday.
That's quite a bender you had there, buddy.
It was special because, when they're taking the network down, they're supposed to tell us, otherwise we can get data corruption, and they didn't.
And you got data corruption?
No, we didn't. I managed to shut the system down. I managed to perform a successful emergency shutdown. 2 days in a row, because we brought it back up on Thursday because we thought everything was okay, and they did it again.
Oh, my Lord. That's crazy.
And they told us they were doing minor network modifications. Mm. I will now tell you both what they were doing, and you tell me if minor network modifications fits the description.
Okie doke.
They were changing out switch hardware. Several of them.
That's not minor.
No, that's something you want to talk with your customer about so that we can go in and quiet everything down gracefully.
No, we don't need that.
No.
What is wrong with them?
And now I'm really good at emergency shutdowns.
This is not really a skill you want, though. It's like being really good at repairing, gunshot wounds. It's a good skill, but you really don't want to have to use it.
What do? I work at the nuclear power plant. What's your specialty? Scram in the reactor.
Do you do that often? Jeez.
Couple times a day. No problem. It works just fine most of the time. But then there's that one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. And I'm speechless.
We had a similar... Why is it always the administrators? I mean, maybe it just as a developer, we have a, Hatfield and McCoy kind of relationship. But if you're looking for somebody to do something without regard to anybody else in the universe, it's going to be an administrator. Call me, no offense to Mr. Browning, who is a fine network administration, system administrator person. But unfortunately, sir, you're at the one end of the bell curve.
Hey. I believe that when I sat behind you, I administer the machines you were on, and you had no problem.
Well, yeah, but you're not a professional who takes glee in destroying other people's lives, which I think is a requirement now of having that job.
And oh, Mr. Right? Browning may well be the last Jedi administrator.
I know, really. and as we know, he's headed off to retirement land.
That's what we hear.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, did we say congratulations?
See it.
You and I?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Nope, I'll be found typing a repeated number of Ks across the screen because that's where my nose will have hit when my face hit the keyboard. It's right about the middle, somewhere around
there. Cup of coffee. Clenched in your fingers.
That is the problem, isn't it? Unless I've got it in my Yeti. My Yeti does a good job. It might stay warm even after I'm not.
I don't even know how to process that statement. That's just grim.
Isn't it? That's really grim. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be grim. But I was making great progress And on Friday, we had some administrators needed to do one small task, just make one small adjustment so that I could log into four boxes. They did it on three. And three out of four is not a passing grade in this case. So I left work early, mostly in disgust. There's that. But, today was another day and I didn't go to work.
Which lowered the disgust level quite a bit.
It did. I stayed home with my wife, and I did some errands around the house, and I scheduled some work to be done on my house, and I had an inspector come over and prove to me once again that Blue Dot hates me. And
they hate everybody. Let's be true. Be real.
Yeah, but they told me that it was a 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. window for the inspector to show up. What they don't tell you is that the inspector actually has a 2-hour window, and they notify Blue Dot, and Blue Dot is supposed to make the phone call to the customer and say, well, the inspector has told us he'll be at your house between 11 and 1. My inspector showed up at 12:05. And, I could have gone to work for a few hours in the morning.
But did you want to?
Yeah, I was plus 4 at the end of last week, and I didn't want to be too far in the hole. Now I'm minus 4 because I didn't work today, so now I have to do 9-hour days for the next 4 days. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm only minus 1 now. So
right.
I mean, you don't have to.
Well, that's true. My boss is very lenient on using leave, but I feel an obligation to earn the money I get paid. It's an old school thing. I know it's not really, nowadays you're expected to get your money just because you show up. I'm old school. What can I say? I'm old.
This week I asked Gunchild if she was going to take her birthday off, and she said Not everybody gets 57 weeks of vacation, Dad.
Gee, I wonder when she's heard that.
Good to know she's listening, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Goonchild. You made us all very proud.
Because, yeah, I don't have to make up that 1 hour either, but I do feel obligated to give them what they paid for.
Exactly. Just like we feel that we try to give you what you pay for. You out there in the audience. No. Right. So you're probably a plus then, because I think this was worth more than nothing.
It's a bargain at twice the price.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. It has been a blast. It always is. And we'll see you next week. But before we go, a word, singular, from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutch Chief and Goons Commercial Creation Service. When you need commercials, say for the outro of your podcast, and nothing comes to your mind, don't hesitate. Call Happy Pole Commercials, and we will spin them up for you out of reality or whole cloth, whichever you prefer. Even if we had a short dry spell this week for our own podcast, send us your money, please. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.